Paul flipped the coin, and Lacey called tails. It was heads. Had the quarter made one more half flip, who knows how differently things might have turned out. Paul could let things go. Lacey couldn't. But there's no point in thinking about what might have happened. Lacey lost the coin toss. So this is how the story goes. Thursday was trash night. Lacey and Paul Hansen, grown siblings living under the same roof, had evolved tools for resolving simple disputes. In their childhood, they'd resort to wrestling matches or the slap game. But ever since their parents died, Paul had refused to engage in any physical altercation with his sister. Now that they were in their late 20s, the coin toss was a judge and jury in their household. Lacey grabbed her coat and slipped on her boots. She pulled the trash from the pantry and stepped out into the crisp California night. The sky was almost clotted with stars. She dumped the trash and dragged the bin down the long driveway and deposited it on the curb. When she turned to look back at their house, a modest rambler, lonely among acres of forest, all she could see was one dim light in the living room and the flicker of a television set. Paul was always watching TV. During the day, their home appeared ordinary and peaceful, if not a little weather-worn. A paint job wouldn't hurt. Though Mercer, population 1,280, was only a few miles away, it felt like they lived in the middle of nowhere. No other homes could be seen from their doorstep. As children, they'd played in the forest that abutted their backyard, creating the footpaths that now guided them through the once impenetrable terrain. Lacey had thought it was the most beautiful place in the world. Not anymore. Now, she mostly thought about how she would escape. Some days, she pictured herself as far away as Italy. Other times, she thought San Francisco would suffice. From there, she could still keep a close watch on her brother. After their parents' death, she was the only real family he had. Even Aunt Gwen was gone, retired to Canada. And when Paul came back from college, his life didn't exactly fill up with friends. She stayed for him, she told herself. As far as Lacey could tell, Paul didn't want to go anywhere. He could see the entire world on the Travel Channel. What was the point of buying a plane ticket? Lacey no longer cared where she went, as long as it wasn't Mercer. One day soon, this town would be a distant memory. And one day, a coin toss wouldn't decide Lacey's destiny. It was a few hours to midnight, or prime time, as Paul called it, when Lacey heard the flies. She retraced her steps up the driveway and returned to the house to grab a flashlight. She tripped along the weeds and brush in their backyard, closing in on the stench. An animal must have died. Maybe a deer. But what would have killed a deer in the middle of their backyard? There was no hunting in these woods. Maybe the deer just died. Animals sometimes just die. Like people, right? That's what she was thinking up until the moment she realized it was a body. A human body.